Blackstone Publishing presents The Iceman by P.T. Duderman. This book is read by John Pruden. This book is dedicated to the memory of all the American submariners who were driven out of Cavite in the Philippines in early 1942 and who then struck back at the Japanese from bases in Australia at a time when no other American forces could retaliate for Pearl Harbor, especially those who remain on eternal patrol. Acknowledgements. I wish to acknowledge the extremely useful history book by Clay Blair called Silent Victory. I used it as my principal research reference for this story. Anytime, anywhere, always ready, always there. Submarine service motto. 1. Malachi Storms took one last cheek-flattening drag on his cigarette and then extinguished it in a butt kit. He exhaled through his nose and then depressed the talk button on the bitch box.
"Depth beneath the keel," he called out. 110 feet, Captain," the sonar operator reported from the sound room one deck below. "Mud bottom. Can you hear that pilot boat yet?"
"No, sir. No prop sounds."
The submarine, an American S-class, was hovering at periscope depth 8 miles offshore from San Nazaire and, theoretically, 2,000 yards west of the entrance to the new German minefield. The Germans had mined the Loire River approaches following the British raid on the Normandy dry dock and the nearby U-boat pens 2 months ago. The seaward entrance.